Today's New Testament reading is the first epistle to the Corinthians, the 11th chapter. But in the following instructions I do not commend you, because when you come together it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I believe it in part. For there must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat, for in eating each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that when you come together it will not be for judgment. About the other things I will give directions when I come. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Paul Schluter from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Milford Center, Ohio.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. These days, when someone's not fully using God's gift of reason and good sense, we might be tempted to call that person an idiot. Now, I know that's not a nice word, but it is a word with a history. If you look up the history and the etymology of that word, idiot, it's related to a Greek word, idios, which means personal or private. You see, an idiot is one who refuses to listen to anyone else but is dead set on one's own personal point of view. Now, if that's true for one's philosophy of life, then it is absolutely true for doctrine and faith. We aren't spiritual freelancers. The authentic faith isn't one that we've made up on our own. Rather, faith that is authentic and genuine is faith that we have received. In our text for today from 1 Corinthians 11, Paul says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you." Paul, when he was teaching about the faith, didn't make it up. He was no spiritual freelancer. He passed on what he had received. His teaching came from Jesus, from God. And if you can point your faith to Jesus, then you can be sure that you are right on the money. You can be sure that you are not an idiot. Now that word, that Greek word, hideos, from which we get our English word idiot, shows up in our text. Only when Paul uses the word, he isn't talking about philosophy. Instead, he's talking about a meal. When you come together, it's not to eat the Lord's Supper, for each one goes ahead with his own hideos, with his own personal supper. The people were coming together for a supper that we call communion. everyone was coming together for a meal that Jesus gave to highlight and celebrate our unity with him and our unity with one another. But instead, what the Corinthians were doing was their own thing. Not the Lord's supper, but to each their own supper. We can fall into that trap, can't we? To each their own. Everyone thinks, everyone believes what's right in their own eyes, cutting ourselves off and keeping ourselves away from the body of Christ because we'd rather think or do or believe our own thing. Doing our own thing is not doing God's thing. Paul writes, "I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' When the supper is the Lord's, then we receive what the Lord gives. Bread and wine? Yes, indeed. Body and blood? Absolutely. Given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." The Catechism asks, what's the benefit of this eating and drinking? It answers, these words, "given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins," show us that in the sacrament, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation are given us through these words. For where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. You see, you and I, we're not to be spiritual do-it-yourselfers. We are to receive the gifts from the one who did it all for us, Jesus. Jesus who delivers the gospel. The blood of Jesus shed for you. The body of Jesus given for you. Forgiveness, life, and salvation, all for you. Amen.
We thank Pastor Paul Schluter from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Milford Center, Ohio, for today's meditation on God's Word.